Well, the Greens touting some big wins from their confidence and supply agreement with Labor and New Zealand First. It gets a climate commission, a commitment to carbon neutral economy by 2020, and an overhaul as well of the benefit system, among other things. It's also secured three ministers, including the including the climate change portfolio. All of those portfolios, though, do sit outside of cabinet. Green Party leader James Shaw is with us this morning. Good morning to you, Mr. Shaw.
Yeah, good morning, Rachel.
Have you had a sit down or a conversation with Winston yet?
Yesterday evening, after we'd signed the agreements, it was sort of the first moment that either of us really had to catch our breaths, and so we had a quick catch-up in my office.
How did that go, and what did you talk about?
It was good. We talked about, the fact that we're going to be entering government together, and it was a social call rather than a business call.
Do you have a whiskey?
No.
you do need to... carry on. Yeah.
Well, I was going to say a bottle of whiskey was exchanged.
Oh, really? Nice.
Yes, in good faith.
From you to him or him to you?
No, from me to him.
Oh, there we go. That's always a good way in with Winston. You two, between the Greens and New Zealand First, you do need to work on your relationship, though, don't you? You need to improve it.
Well, it's been cordial, and we've got some very good working relationships.
Strained, I would say, probably.
Yeah, and off and on over the years as well, right? So, and we've had a number of very good relationships with some of his MPs, like Fletcher Tabuteau and Tracy Martin and so on, who, I think are going to be central figures in this government as well. So there is a good foundation, but yeah, we've never had a close working relationship, and obviously we now are, so.
Has Jacinda Ardern acted, in essence, as a bit of a moderator on policy issues between the Greens and New Zealand First in the lead-up to signing this deal?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, the Labor Party had to conduct two sets of negotiations, one with New Zealand First and one with us. They had a confidentiality arrangement with New Zealand First. And so what that meant was is that they had to essentially kind of only agree things with us that they knew that they would be able to get past or that New Zealand First could live with, and the reverse was also true. And that's actually a pretty good sense of how this government's going to work, because all three parties have to agree in order for legislation to even make it to the House, for example. I think the Labor Party did quite a good job over the last 2 weeks of making sure that what we had in common was what ended up in government, not the things that we might be a bit further away from each other on.
Okay, what's the biggest policy win for the Greens, do you think?
I think you mentioned it in your sort of opening remarks, actually, but the most substantial thing really is that commitment to a net zero emissions economy by the year 2050, because ultimately what that means is a substantial regearing of the whole economy. And I believe that what that means, it's higher productivity, higher wages, more jobs, and so on.
Climate change is, massive issue, central to the Greens here, but you're outside cabinet with that portfolio. And Jacinda Ardern said this was the nuclear-free issue for her generation. So this is odd that it's outside cabinet. Can you make a difference from there?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, look, being inside cabinet, it's obviously a different status. But in practical terms, it doesn't make a huge difference, because our ministers will still sit on the cabinet committees where most of the detail gets thrashed out before it gets to cabinet. And in fact, we're setting up a new cabinet committee on the environment and climate change specifically. And so all of the ministers who have got, whether they're inside cabinet or outside cabinet, all ministers who have got portfolios that relate to climate change will be involved in that. So it's actually a pretty substantial step up for the climate change portfolio, even though it sits outside cabinet.
Was it Peter's stipulation, though, that the Greens stay outside of cabinet?
No, we made the choice, and we had a range of options. Yeah, we did. We had a range of options in front of us, which we had spent some weeks thrashing out. They ranged anywhere from sitting on the crossbenches right through to being in cabinet, and at every step of the process. And I think this is because of the relationship that we've built up with Labor under the memorandum of understanding that we had with them. Is that Jacinda was very clear at every step of the way it was our choice. And so we always had that option.
Okay. I want you to talk me through the trees, if you can. 100 million a year. Where? What type of trees? Will they be milled? What's the plan?
Well, there's a lot of detail to work through for there. But it will be a mixture of permanent Indigenous reforestation, as well as new plantation commercial forestry. And in terms of the ability of forests to soak up greenhouse gas emissions, they have different profiles. So the you know, for example, pine grows very quickly, absorbs a lot of carbon, and then you cut it down and mill it, you build new ones. Whereas permanent Indigenous is able to soak up more, but over the longer term, it grows slower, but acts as a better sink over time.
Okay.
And so you have to do a mixture of both.
The marijuana referendum, so central, why, and so important to the Greens?
Well, we've always been advocates for sensible drug law reform. And in our view, the public mood has shifted considerably, in part because of Helen Kelly's medicinal cannabis campaign, but also because a number of other countries, Canada, a number of US states like Colorado and others, have moved to some form of regulated market model. And what they are seeing is increased tax take, lower imprisonment rates, actually usage of the drug is falling, so you're seeing reduced harm. And all of these are the things that we actually want to see. We actually take a sort of a harm minimization and health approach rather than a criminal justice approach.